All right, I'd like to call to order the Firefighters Relief and Pension Board meeting for May 2nd, 2024. Sherry, will you please take the roll?
Yes, Mayor Woodard,
Here.
Michael Sanssouci, Andy Cirullo,
Here.
John Carman,
Here.
Mike Steele.
Here.
Right. You've got a quorum.
So,
Oh, go ahead.
can I just add? So, we have a couple new faces this morning. First, I would like to introduce Catherine Marks. She's our new retirement director. So, she's taking over for Tim, who's hanging in there for a little while longer with us. But yeah, we're having a great transition. And then, Charles, do you want to go ahead and introduce? Since I haven't actually met Deborah yet. Oh, Charles, you're muted.
Sorry about that.
That's
Yes,
okay.
this is Deborah Kasparian. She is also a deputy city attorney in our office, which I think many of you already know, but she is now taking over as legal advisor for your board.
Well, so grateful, Sherry, you gave us this opportunity for the introductions. I've been meaning to coming down face to face. So welcome. It is so wonderful to have both you, Deborah, and Catherine. And this is the board. So thank you for being here and jumping on board with us.
Nice
Thank
to
you,
meet everyone
darling.
that I don't already know. I know some of you, but not all of you.
Yes. Charles, I think there was a question of where are you going?
Oh, I'm still here. There were some reassignments. I think that the intent here, though, was with a lot of people switching places, that there was just the thought that it would be good for all of us to kind of expand our knowledge base so that it's just easier as people retire or move on, that we have a little redundancy in our expertise
That's
and
great.
stuff.
Well,
Thank
good.
you, Charles.
With that information, we will move on to item two, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I
I'll
will
make a
make
motion.
motion. We approve the minutes of April 4th, 2024.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the minutes are approved. Moving on to public comment. Sherry, is there any public comment?
None.
Right, moving on to unfinished business. Sherry.
So we have a retiree who was approved in March to get a private room rate in long-term care, pending the medical doctor's signature on the letter of medical necessity. We have received that. So I was just keeping that on there till we could make sure that was taken care of. So that's just information.
Thank you. Moving on to item, is there any other unfinished business?
None.
Moving on to communications. Item
I
eight,
received a
Sherry.
copy of this memo regarding the retirees' widows' funeral and death benefits. And I believe, let's see, the death benefit is listed with the pension fund roll items. Again, just information.
Go ahead. Excuse me, Sherry. I have a question on, I believe we're talking about this particular person. It is the dated 11 20 anyway the in under the pension benefits, the last sentence, she is entitled to elect at any time to take the sum of 5,000 in lieu of monthly pension over benefits. And then I don't understand this phrase, upon a pension board finding that this payment would be beneficial to the pension fund. Beneficial to the pension fund hasn't been a requisite previously. I don't quite understand that.
Okay, well, it's wording that's always been in there. And I believe it's just a if a widow, and I might have to defer to Charles, we might have to do further research because this question hasn't come up and no one has ever done it, but they have that option of just taking the one-time payment. No one has ever done it in my 20 plus years of working here. And I believe if they made the request, then the pension board would approve it as it was more beneficial. Save the city money in the long run. Like I said, no one, I've never had it happen. And I
All
don't.
right. Well, That makes the sense that I thought, because I have been long time, even longer than Sherry, by God. But I had just missed that phrase previously because it is not invoked. And so I'll let that pass right now. I don't think we need a legal review. Thank you very much for that explanation.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to item number six. Sherry.
Yes, so we have a CPI cost of living increase due on July 1st, 2024. This is for, and I can give you specifics, there's a group of non-duty disability retirees, survivors of disability retirees, and then we have one pre-left survivor. Their pensions are not attached to the active wages, so they don't get the escalation. They get this CPI increase on July 1st. And we use the same amount that the State of Department of Retirement Systems uses in April. And this year, that's 5.52%. So I just need a motion to approve that CPI increase.
Well, as Sherry just explained to us, rather than repeat it, I will just suggest that I make the motion to approve, as Sherry just explained.
I'll second that.
All right. Are there any additional questions? All right, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the motion is carried. Moving on to B, the fire pension fund accounting through the first quarter ending March 31st. Sherry, that's in the packet, right?
That is, yes, and that is just for your information. You did only get the summary sheet this time because I am having some printing issues with my SAP program that I just haven't had time to get resolved. But I figured this was your most important part because that gives you all the information.
God bless your printing failure.
Thank you, Sherry, so much. So now we'll move on to pension fund roll items. We didn't make any amendments this morning, so I will entertain a motion to approve the roll items as submitted.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All right. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the motion carries. Claim, Sherry, are there any claims?
No claims.
Okay. Sherry or board members, is there any other business?
I would just like to say that I'm looking forward to seeing a whole lot of you people for the first time in a long time at Chelan this upcoming week.
Wonderful. We look forward to hearing all the great things that you all have learned when you come home. So, with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Good. I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
And I will second that motion.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.